This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail haulers, led by Felix and the crew here, and going around from bulk mail center and post office to post office. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. Don't forget, we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as the host of the Military Matters show. And, Colonel, how are you this morning, sir?
Captain, I'm doing good. It's always great to wake up early in the morning in the free state of Florida, especially on a beautiful spring day.
But, yeah.
To be able to come on Tuesday morning on your show, that's all the more motivation and reason to be happy to wake up here on the Sun Coast in Florida and be with you.
All right, well, thank you. Are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God
indivisible
with liberty
and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I've been watching the Russians doing their whatever it is they're doing. And I'm not as well-versed or a student quite to the extent of military history that you are, but there's a couple of things that really stick out at me. When you run mechanized equipment and it's designed to go from point A to B and do what it's supposed to do and then get in, get out, or do whatever, I think, first of all, the Russians thought that this was going to be wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, they were done, and away they went. Do you think you agree with that?
I do. I agree with you. And I think even going in, the reason why they were sticking to the highways and byways and not going cross country is one, because at first they didn't have a great risk of that, but it was to preserve those supplies. So, I mean, two things. One, Russia is not winning this thing. Tactically, strategically, it is not going well for them. And two, it's going worse as they deplete their supplies and they have to come to the grounds and comments to the contrary saying that, yeah, they may not be losing as badly as what some may be saying that. However, there's no way you can conclude otherwise. And this is not a winning effort by Vladimir Putin and the Russians at all.
No, and they have dismounted their vehicles now and in some cases left their vehicles intact and gone inside street to street, house to house, and staying in these houses now that they've captured and taken over, which tells me that that's even more evidence that they've run out of beans and bullets. Well, not bullets. They got the bullets. They don't have the beans.
Yeah, and when they go house to house in these urban and highly urbanized areas, it isn't always for the purpose of going in there and furthering the war effort on behalf of Russia. Many of them are doing that just to simply take refuge and do that. I went on a radio as a call-in on another one, and I had a great anecdotal case where this was an area that was near the eastern Ukraine, amenable to Russia, but there was a tank commander, a Russian tank commander, that was driving around town square repeatedly, and finally an old Ukrainian man went in there and says, "Hey, if you're going to shoot me, shoot me. If you're going to destroy us, destroy us, but I can't live with the agony of you driving around our town." Russian tank commander explained, "All I'm trying to do is run out the fuel so I can report back to my commander that I ran out of fuel and I can't complete the mission." So I know that's anecdotal. It doesn't apply to all the Russian forces right there, but that is something that was reported by missionaries there, not the mainstream media. Somebody make up the story, and I believe that is more true. Not all Russians are evil, not all Ukrainians are angels, but the fact is that this was a Russian invasion of a semi-independent Ukraine that is seeking, I believe, now, finally, in 1,500 years of history, to fight for its and declare its war for independence. And I hope and pray that is the outcome of all this in the end.
Well, this is the other thing I've heard. They've resorted to taking their wounded to Ukrainian hospitals in some areas, leaving their dead all over the battlefield. Also, some of these guys shooting themselves to try to be sent back home, and they've had a fair number of their soldiers taken prisoner, too, just walk up and say, "Here we are, we want to go home."
Yeah, that's right. And I think that American intelligence knows a lot more about this state of things than what we are able and willing to be able to put out on that. It's not going well for Russia. This is going to be a protracted war of attrition. And this is primarily, this is Russia, Ukraine on that. And I don't think Putin is stupid enough or desperate enough at this point to try to extend it beyond that, despite things that he has said publicly and all that. I don't think he wants to involve NATO in this. That will not play out well for him at all. So I think he'll just verbally talk about that sort of thing. And we'll avoid that conflict right there. So this is a protracted war of attrition, and it's not going well for the Russians.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright joins the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce in the 5 o'clock hour.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff of Sarasota. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, too, and up and down the East Coast, the upper Midwest, even up into parts of the North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And, yep, you heard me right, Phoenix, Arizona. Now, I think the reason for it is because of the fact that it all starts with MossCare. That gives you many, many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. Several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles with all the colors and accessories that you could dream of. By the way, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so take advantage and upgrade your ride now. Your car could be worth as much as 35 to 37% more than what you thought it was. Now, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great care taking care of them. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River. The flagship store is in Newport Richey, 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And that's because Newport Richey is only 40 minutes north of downtown St. Pete and about 40 minutes north of downtown Tampa. And you can save thousands of dollars on your car up there at Newport Richey. Now, by the way, I will be there Saturday. Catch me at Moss Nissan, Newport Richey. Going to have a lot of fun there. We're going to have the truck there with the food and the games and all that good stuff. So you'll be able to have a great, great, great time on a Saturday afternoon. I'll be there from 11 to 3. So I'll see you there. All right. retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright is back with us. And good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
All right. Now, the U.S. ambassador told the United Nations that no, there will be no U.S. troops joining a proposed Ukraine peacekeeping mission, because now that appears to be on the table.
Well, it's a little premature to talk about a U.N. peacekeeping mission at this point. I'm glad that we're thinking about that and doing that. And I think maybe it was a little premature for the U.S. ambassador to come out and say that. We might have been quiet about that because there's too much. In an extended war of attrition, we're not to that point yet. I mean, we haven't even resolved what NATO is going to look like beyond when all this settles, because its role and its the function of NATO is fundamentally being looked at now. Long overdue. We should take a serious look at it after the fall of the Soviet Union instead of waiting for world events to drive us to think about those things and what its role will be. But I don't know. We'll see. We don't know what the nature if and if there ever will be a UN peacekeeping mission. And also, that was premature for the ambassador. Premature, I think, to start talking about what the function and role of a UN peacekeeping mission would be. That's getting out ahead of what the European nations and the United States knows what it will do in the coming months and perhaps year or two as this protracted war continues.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all, because, again, I thought when I heard the comment, I thought it was rather premature, but that is what it is. I'm just an amateur in this, so I just let the people with the big bucks who are supposed to know what they're doing, and let them open their mouths. How's that?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
You can only hope.
Now, I don't know if you heard me talking about this, but, of course, Saudi Arabia and the United States basically aren't talking very much about anything. And Saudi Arabia said on Monday that it claims no responsibility for a shortage in global oil supplies after an alleged attack by Yemeni rebels impacted production in the kingdom. Now, this comes from an attack by the Houthi Iranian-backed militias that actually attacked and did some damage to one of the oil refiners that was there in the country.
Yeah, you know, we, the United States of America, we're kind of between a rock and a hard place with the way that we play with Saudi Arabia. And that's always been true. And it just becomes more apparent when we have the conflict that's going on in Ukraine right now. But we can't lose sight of, I mean, of course, Saudi is a buttress against Iran, and it still wields a lot of power. And so we can't forget that. But there's some horrendous things that have gone on and in Saudi Arabia that while we don't forgive it, we're kind of silent on it. But the conflict that they've had with Yemen, and even though publicly, you know, we decry some of the things that they've done there, quietly, we know that Iranian-backed militias down there is something that we would like to see quelled. So Saudi, in saying that, is there's a lot of truth in that, although they have a lot more power over that and their power over the OPEC nations and all that than what they may be saying. But there is that what they said is not without truth. They are not solely and individually. They don't have the control over it as they did back in the 70s when OPEC and all that was in its heyday. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. If we were more energy independent here in the United States of America, which the left and the current administration seems to resist, we would have even more independence to deal with the nations of the world than we have right now. And we wouldn't be as much between a rock and a hard place as we have placed ourselves and insist on doing. And that, unfortunately, is doesn't seem to be turning around. Maybe after 2022 it will. But maybe they'll have to wait until 2024. We'll wait and see.
Now, it's fair to assume that there is a changing of the guard coming in November. Would you call that an accurate statement?
I think without saying, and this has long been the case in the House, and it may be in the Senate, and it will change the landscape. In fact, it already is. not to the extent that we'd like to do it, because there's still a lot of crazy things that are going on domestically because of who's controlling both the purse strings in the House and what gets passed out of Congress and what the current administration can and cannot do. But, yeah, I think there will be a sea change regardless of the extent of the outcome and the loss of the Democratic Party in Congress.
I'm not sure how this works in Alaska, but we had an 88-year-old congressman who'd been there for going on 40 years. Kind of sounds like our situation with Bill Young years ago. But anyway, die in office. And it sounds to me as if Sarah Palin yesterday came out and said she would be honored to fill the seat of Congressman Young. His name was Young. By the way, his name was Young. I'll be damned.
Yeah. That's one of the ironies out there. It's kind of like a pacifist having a last name warmonger or something like that. But and she's made no secret of that. Of course, she's had some of the legal things that she's fought and continues to fight undo that. But notwithstanding all that going on, and, of course, dealing with her family issues and all that, she's made no secret that she would answer the call if Alaskans decided that that she'd like to do that. And quite honestly, to counter some of the four or five Republicans in Maine and Alaska and Washington State that are probably more Democrat than Republican friendly, that would help to seal the sea change that you and I just talked about in November.
Mm. All right, let me go to the phone real quick here. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Just wanted to ask the man, why do we even need to be in NATO? And especially when another NATO member were attacked, it would draw us into a war. It seems to me that if we were to pull out of NATO, it would force Europe to shoulder more of their own defense efforts. Anyway, that's it, Captain.
Okay. Why do we need to be in NATO?
Captain, I'm partly with, partly against what that caller just suggested. Right now is not the time for us to pull out of NATO. Now, after the fall of the Soviet Union, we should have strategically put some minds to think about how do we come up with Europe being more responsible for its own defense and not relying upon American dollars and our defense budget to do that. I agree with him. I think starting 20, 30 years ago, we should have started about it. How can we reinvent NATO and make the European Union take on a different thing? So he's partly right.
All right, hang on, because here goes the computer just got you off there. Sorry about that. All right, I'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is sounding the alarm and warned of Russian cyber attacks against the United States, what he called new intelligence concerning Putin's regime.
As I said, the magnitude of Russia's cyber capacity is fairly consequential, and it's coming. The federal government is doing its part to get ready. But under U.S. law, as you all remember, the private sector, all of you, largely decides the protections that you will or will not take.
Severe weather is threatening more than 50 million Americans. More than a dozen states from the southern plains to the southeastern coast are facing some type of severe weather risk for the next couple of days. A tornado outbreak has already slammed Texas and parts of Oklahoma Monday. The greatest threat of tornadoes will be a triangle pattern from Houston, Texas, to Memphis, Tennessee, to Tallahassee, Florida, and includes Atlanta and New Orleans. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am talking with our good friend and our regular contributor on Tuesdays and Thursdays, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and we appreciate him being on the program. A lot, and I'll tell you what, right now I got to tell you something here because this is important too. Make your April 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th a must-go-to event, because let me tell you what's going on. If you mark your calendars now for April 1st through April 4th in Brandon, Florida, the biggest rally of 2022 is going to be right here in our backyard. You'll hear from 18 great national speakers, including Lee Dundas, who is from America's Frontline Doctors. Remember them? All the trouble that they had because they were telling the truth about COVID. And then there's Dr. David Martin, who exposed the COVID lies to begin with. And again, he paid for that too. And then we've got Jack Maxey coming, who was the computer tech who got wound up with a computer at his shop and revealing the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. Going to find out some great information there and more. Now, you can get your tickets before they sell out at letsgobrandonrally.org, attend in person, or stream online. Now, the first weekend of April in Brandon, Florida is when it's going to be held, April 1, 2, 3, 4. letsgobrandonrally.org. Don't wait. Get your tickets now. Let's go, Brandon, and rally.org. And don't forget, you can see me there Saturday, April the 2nd, when I make my appearance and do what I'm going to do. Let's go, Brandon, rally.org. Wow. Can't wait. All right, back to Colonel Kevin Wright. And, Colonel, I know you got something that you'll be doing that day, but like I told you, you could stream it.
Yeah, one way or the other, I will. Let's go to Brandon. Let's go Brandon Rally. I'm game for that. There's a lot of different ways in the modern era where we can join the captain and the many others that will be in Brandon, Florida, for the Let's Go Brandon. Perfect.
Now, President Joe Biden is really in big trouble with people just giving up on him right now. For the first time, the Rasmussen's report, the poll, has him down below 40% at 38% for the first time. Now, this is a remarkable feat here for him, because he's been hanging on at 40 and 41 for months. But now he's down below that 40 mark, which tells me that he's really made some people, really ticked some people off of what he's doing.
Yeah, I think there was about a 1 or 2 day span where he had a slight bump, which a wartime president, which is semi a wartime president right now, had, but that didn't last long. It's continued its downward trend. And we want to see, as Americans, we want to see our president and our administration succeed, but we don't want to see them succeed in doing the wrong thing. And as long as we stay on that course, we'll be good. But yeah, it's not looking good, and it will feed that sea change that we talked about in the last segment here in November. And that's what's got the Democratic Party, and even though they won't publicly talk about it, highly concerned. And there will be changes, I think, unless they're just totally obtuse, in the administration after November 2022. The changes in the Congress will drive that. So it'll be curious to see how that plays out, because they know that 2024 will look loathsome for them and securing the presidency. And should they hold on to the Senate after November, being able to try to resecure it, which I don't see happening. I don't think they'll overcome that in the next 2 years. But, we'll see. So, those poll numbers play out for what, we see and observe. And it's not good news for the administration. And hopefully in the long run, it'll be better news for us as a nation.
We are 232 days away from the 2022 midterm elections. And Republicans now have an 11-point lead in their bid to recapture control of Congress. Now, at this same time, when the Democrats were up ahead of the Republicans, they were up by 7 points. And then down the last week or so before the actual election, the gap was closed to even Steven. I don't believe this gap's going to close.
I don't think so either. I can't foresee things happening. You look at the things that usually buttress support, like his trip to Poland this week and all that, but I don't see anything fundamentally changing. That's mainly primarily just because he can't just stay in the United States. He can't stay at his home there in Delaware. He's got to get out and about, because Lord knows Vice President Kamala Harris isn't going to win over any votes when she travels abroad anywhere. Because she makes things worse, not better.
Yeah. Now, something interesting that's backfiring a little bit for those that would like to gouge the hell out of us at the gas pump. The soaring fuel prices have caused a majority of Americans to change their driving habits. In other words, people are driving less. People are driving slower. I noticed that yesterday when I went down to Sarasota. A lot of people that would normally be doing 70, 75, 80 miles an hour were doing 60 and 65. And that was very obvious. So that told me that they were trying to hold back and save a little money. And then, of course, their household budgets have a lot to do with that too, right?
Yeah, you know, America's a little just. You know, back when they set the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit on the interstates, Americans complained they did that, but they adjusted that. But I'm just glad that, the follow-on to what you said, that they're changing their driving habits, doesn't mean that they have trashed their petroleum-using vehicles and everybody's went out and bought electric cars.
Yeah, right.
With solar panels on them. We're not there. We're not there. Americans are pretty resilient. Americans are good folks. We find ways to adapt and adjust, notwithstanding the worst or best attempts of the government to try to fix things. Americans find a way. And that's a part of being an American. We're very individualistic. That's what sets us apart from all other countries, to include Europe, that you individual, your pioneering spirit that makes Americans America, even before we won a war for independence, is a part of being an American, just an American. And I think that's what's playing out, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, and let's not forget that being Americans means that we do have a lot of smarts that we, you know, people go, gee, how did they know about that? Well, you know, a lot of people are very good with math, and they understand that if you slow it down 5 miles an hour, and by the way, we used to figure this out with the trucks. If you would slow your speed down 5 miles an hour, you would pick up a mile to a mile and a half fuel mileage just by slowing down 5 miles.
Yeah, if only those in government that manage our tax money were as smart as the average American in managing a budget, think what a wonderful, more wonderful world it would be here in our country.
I don't think they want to.
Yeah, that's right. They're not made to. They don't have to. You can't make me, they say.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll just have to vote you out of office in the end. That's about the best we can do.
Now, I know you're not from New York, but I got some good news for those that are. There's a strong possibility right now that New York could have a Republican governor, because all of a sudden the Democrats are not happy with the Democrats in New York and what they're doing to them, tax-wise, fuel-wise, whatever they want to buy-wise, because all the prices are up, everything you can think of. And the way that they figure the polling, when you look at the polls in New York, they always poll the downstate area by about 2-1 over the upstate area. And it's actually, if they do it the right way, they'd find out that the upstate area outdraws the downstate area in terms of Republican and conservative votes.
Captain, I can't believe that you have not subscribed to the comeback kid, Cuomo, that serial womanizer and sexual harasser. I mean, he isn't going to stage a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's what I heard, but I believe that Mr. Zeldin, Lee Zeldin, the congressman, has a lead right now of 45.5% to the current governor, Hochul, 44%, while 10.5% are undecided. That's a large number of undecided, and that's a very close poll, and it's within the margin of error.
Yeah, and the current governor on so many fronts is worse than what we rightfully gave up in the state of New York with Cuomo, right? But that's good. That'll be at the forefront of the sea change in November, without a doubt, if that occurs.
Well, we can hope so. Now, Colonel, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so that means I'm going to have to let you go. But I look forward to talking to you again on Thursday. So have yourself a great day, my friend, and I will see you then.
All right. Talk for now, Captain.
All right. That's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Appreciate having him on the program. And to find out more about him, Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and Military Matters. That's how you find out about him. I'll be right back.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You know, I just want to take this few seconds here to thank everybody for the continued growth of the program, your dedication, your listenership, the great comments that we get from people all day and all night. Obviously, I can't answer all of the stuff, but I try to as best I can. I get thousands of emails, and it's just virtually impossible to answer all of them. So I try to do the best I can. And the messages I get on the phone, well, it depends on how they come in and whether or not they go to voicemail or what happens. That's not me. That's the automated dialer or answer, sorry, doing all that. But I just want to thank everybody for all the great support that they've been giving us over the last 22 years. And we've just taken off like a rocket ship here in the last 6 to 7 months. And I get it. I understand it. People are looking for reliable sources, especially at night. You want to hear news. You want to hear what's going on. And that's what we try to do here. Now, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. They're just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, I will tell you, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And while you're there, ask her to set up an appointment for you so people can come out and see what it is that needs to be done. And if you don't want to do that, well, there's another way to do it. Just give them a call, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And again, set up an appointment. Ask to take ask them to stop by and take a look and see what needs to be done. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. One more time on the phone number, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. These are great people. They know what they're doing, and they are the best at what they do. The best at what they do. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, what's going to happen with this Supreme Court justice, that the nominee that's coming in here? Well, her name is Ketanji Brown Jackson. She's been a judge for, I believe, 10 years, if I have this right. And I don't see, and somebody said if the Republicans can block her because of something she's done, this, that, and all that stuff, the Republicans can't block her. They don't have the numbers. First of all, if this goes straight party line vote in the committee, she's going out onto the floor for a vote. And if it goes the way it's supposed to out there on the floor, she'll probably get voted in the very first time. And I don't know that much about the woman. I'm waiting to hear what's going on. But ahead of this week's hearings, Jackson received numerous outside endorsements, including from the American Bar Association and the Fraternal Order of Police, which definitely will always get you noticed. And if all the Democrats hold to the party line, Jackson could be confirmed without any GOP support. But they're still hoping to have some sort of secure bipartisan support for her appointment. We'll see. And Senator Cory Booker, Democrat of New Jersey, the sole black senator on the Judiciary Committee, described Monday's hearing as a day of joy, sharing a story of the Jackson's daughter who wrote to former President Barack Obama at age 11, recommending her mother as a Supreme Court justice. That's pretty good. And in their opening remarks, nearly all of the committee's Republicans invoked the Democrats' constant attacks on Justice Brett Kavanaugh during his Supreme Court confirmation hearings in 2018, when Kavanaugh, unlike Jackson, was accused of sexual assault. Now, we'll see where this goes and what happens, but I don't expect anything to stop her from being confirmed. Nothing. By the way, Afghanistan, the country that no one wants to live in, I guess. Listen to this one. Afghanistan is ranked unhappiest of 149 countries in a UN survey. Results from the survey conducted over 3 years suggest the country's quality of life was already at a low before the U.S. military withdrew and went back to the United States. Wow. And a Russian court has banned Facebook and Instagram under the country's extremism law, but they excluded... they excluded, oh boy, the WhatsApp application. That's WhatsApp, another platform under the Made It company, from its ruling. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Unbelievable. And don't forget, the Ukrainian deputy prime minister has rejected Russia's ultimatum to surrender the besieged city of Mariupol in exchange for a safe passage corridor. She said, and it is a she, instead of wasting time on 8 pages of letters, just open a corridor. Good for her. Good for her. Now, before I get to the caller that's on the line, and I will, I want to talk for a second about Tom Brady and the football that somebody was actually, and you know something? You take a chance when you buy something $518,000 for the ball that Brady threw the touchdown with in the last game that he played at the Dome, or I mean at Ray J. Now the ball is basically worthless. And Brady made a couple of comments about what the guy might be able to do. I mean, he wasn't shunning him, but he kind of told him the way it is. You know, hey, you had a ball that was worth $518,000. Now, you might be able to get $20,000 for it. Might be able to. That's an estimate of what people are saying it could be worth. But then there's another one that popped up here that said he might be able to get $42,000 for it. Well, whatever the case is, you take a chance when you buy sports memorabilia. You take a real chance. It's probably worse than gambling, in my humble opinion. All right, let's drift down over to the telephone line. 60 seconds with Todd. Go.
Let's get down to business. You should have sold it when you had the $518,000 profit. Anyways, let's get down to business here. I mean, Jackson, I know you're going to get confirmed. It's a disgrace. It just shows you all the Benedict Arnolds and the Democrats. She's a left-wing hack, okay? That you're not going to follow the Constitution. You're going to follow the party line. You loser. She should be disqualified, and not one of you Democrats should even vote for her. That's what a disgrace she is to the bench. That's number one. Number two, okay, number two is, let me tell you Trump idiots something over there running the Trump campaign. Where's your list of all the people we're supporting that are Trump supporters, MAGA supporters for the House and for the Senate? Did you hear Fauci? Or we may have another Omicron. Let me tell Michigan and Arizona and Pennsylvania and the rest of you clowns with Democrat governors and mayors, if you let those governors and mayors shut your state down, you should be hung for treason along with the Democrats in the Senate and the House. Let some idiot tell you what to do. Okay, you're just stand up for your state, stand up for your country. Has Pennsylvania gone back down? Have you got to Pennsylvania and have the state house get rid of Zuckerbucks and the way they cheated and robbed you out of this? The corruption in Washington today is a disgrace. It's like Putin in Russia. It's a disgrace. And that's the Democrat Party trying to run you over. It's the same heart that's in Putin is in the same heart that's in the Democrat Party. You're an idiot for voting for a Democrat. Stand up for the country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. And tell the county of Hillsborough don't charge any additional HGRF fees. It's a disgrace. Let's get to work. Peace.
All righty, Todd in Tampa. So hopefully that struck home with a few people. Especially the Hillsborough County part. By the way, I'd love to have Todd come over to one of the meetings that we have and speak to the group the way he speaks on the radio and wake some people up. It is what it is.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.